What expression do you use to say that someone becomes ill?
Well, now, I have known people that thought they were ill all the time. They enjoyed ill health. And I've always wondered why in the world they thought that everybody else wanted to know about it, wanted to know that they are ill, or why they thought it was of great interest to other people. Now, when anybody gets sick, they go to bed, they all go to bed and be sick. But these people that complain all the time, I just haven't got a morsel of patience with them. Not a morsel.
If somebody has a stomach ache, you say he's sick, how?
Well, I'd say for myself, overeating. Okay. Or eating something that disagreed with me, because I do, that's a thing that I have quite frequently, but I don't tell everybody about it. I never mention it unless I really get too sick to stay up, then I go to bed, but I don't tell it, I don't say all the time that I'm sick.
What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration after a wedding?
I don't know if I can answer that.
A hobgoblin to threaten children with is called, like if you say, if you're bad, the so-and-so's gonna get you. What's that called?
Well, I remember my old nigger nurse used to say, now, if you don't haven yourself, the bad man gonna get you. You better haven. Was the way she expressed it.
What greeting do you use at Christmas time? Like if you see somebody on Christmas Day, what would you say?
Well, I'd usually say, Happy Christmas. I hope you had a happy Christmas. Was Santa Claus good to you?
What word would you use to say that you carried a heavy suitcase? What word for carry would you use?
Well, I'd say I packed it, or I was trudging along with it. Trying to get somebody else to carry it.
What do you call it?
Lazy.
What do you call a turtle-like animal that lives on the land?
Gopher or terrapin. Big ones are gophers, I believe, and the smaller ones are terrapins.
What do you call one that lives in the water?
Turtle.
What do you call the edible insides of a hog?
Chitlins.
In the center of an egg.
Yolk.
The upper part of a man's body.
Upper part of a man's body.
Mm-hmm.
His chest or diaphragm.
What do you call a small, flat-bottomed boat with oars?
Rowboat.
The covering for a pillowcase.
Pillow slip.